Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta, or Flowery Branch, as we are live from the Publix on Spout Springs Road here in Flowery Branch, Georgia. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
Publix. All right,
I'll take that. She is the first chair of the woodwind section, flutes, the queen of improv, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack. Over there we have Jordan Robinson, the commissioner, the G-unit in the house, and back at home waving creepily with his brand-new silver Kia, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, and our forces combined. We are in a hell of a setup here. In Publix, Spout Springs Road. I mean, we got Coke, Sprite all around us. Coke Zero for Allie. We got a 929 balloon. This is amazing.
Yeah. Shout out to Jordan for keeping us on air today.
I said Gordon.
I was confused when we walked in here this morning. It was Bo and I walking in, and Tim was telling us where to go. And normally we're in the dining area.
So yeah,
I
saw the sign, cafe.
Right, the cafe said to the right, and Tim goes, "You're going to the left." I'm like, man. Where are we going? Yeah, but we literally have like a little stadium built around us. The stands are Coke products. We have the 92.9 balloons, and we are on a turf that has been hand-painted.
It looks insanely good.
I don't want to alarm anyone, but Mike is sitting in the red area, which is known to be a problem for us.
You mean the Mercedes-Benz drive zone?
That's right.
Come on, correct. Dan. You're better than that. All right? You're better than that. No, it's really cool. I feel like, and this is our fourth Publix, I feel like it just keeps – like we're on an escalating scale here that I'm not sure that they can upkeep. You know what I mean? I'm not sure where we go from here, unless they just build us our own stage out front with Coke products, and that might get a little out of hand somewhere. But no, this has been awesome, man.
Well, Allie has all of the remaining candy corn left in the Flowery Branch area, right in front of her.
She can have it.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like Jennifer, who's been helping, has set up. She's like. It was just me and Gordon sitting here, and I don't know where you two guys had wandered off to. And she goes, "Who's the candy corn person?" just wondering why all the candy corn in the store has gone over here.
I can guarantee you that. It ain't sitting down at this end of the table.
Yes, they've been very nice to us out here. I have all the candy corn in front of me, and Bo has all the M&Ms front. Him. If you want to come hang out, the address is 5900 Spout Springs Road. We've also got a picture up on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift if you want to check out the setup that we were just explaining to you. We're going to be out here till 9, so if you can stop by on your way to work, we would love to see you. And I've already got a menu of everything they're serving us today. This is going to be insane.
feel like I'm being taken advantage of, but it's okay. But I don't mind it in this instance.
Yep, it's going to be pretty delicious. So we'll get to that. Here are the headlines, though. Since we last got to hang out, Baylor Athletic Director and College Football Playoff Chairman Mac Rhodes is stepping away from both roles for personal reasons. The Major League Soccer Board of Governors voted to align with international soccer calendar by shifting the regular season to a summer to spring campaign beginning in 2027. The Patriots took care of business. They beat the Jets at home last night, 27-14 on Thursday Night Football. And the Hawks, they beat the Utah Jazz last night, 132-122 for their fourth straight win. Hawks are back in action Sunday against the Suns. Pregame is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock.
The first thing I did when I woke up this morning, because obviously the game out in Utah, I rolled over and I was like, man, let me check the Hawks box score. Watched a little bit of it along with Thursday Night Football, and I thought it was wrong. Like, I literally am looking at the box score going, oh, they messed up the box score, and Yeka didn't shoot 8 threes. No way is Jalen's numbers 31, 18, 14, and 7. There's no way Jalen Johnson did that. Nobody ever in the history of the NBA has actually pulled that off. That would be crazy. And then I was like, holy crap, this is real. That actually happened last night for the Hawks. So what a W and what a run that they're on right now.
It's funny when I read it, I overslept, right? And I was like, oh, I'm in a rush. I got the fly branch. So I opened my, like, brushed my teeth and I opened my phone trying to scroll and see what happened in the Hawks game. And the first thing that popped up Hawks wise was the tweet from the Hawks about historic night. And I mean, you know, you look at the line and you're like, okay, I can see 18 rebounds. Okay, maybe I can see 14 assists for
right.
Jalen.
Yep.
But 7 steals?
It's crazy.
Say what?
It's absolutely crazy.
And look, he did it. You know, you talk about how important a lot of times offensive rebounding is. But then again, not allowing a team to get offensive rebounds. And the fact that 16 of his rebounds of his 18 last night were defensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Look, it's great to get your own, but it's even better to not allow them to get a second chance opportunity, which is – really can kill you. How many times have we seen second and third chance scoring opportunities kill Atlanta teams overall?
Yeah, it's been brutal. 15 three-pointers in the first half. That's a franchise record last night from these Hawks. And I think there's part of me that looks at it and goes, okay, you shot the lights out. Probably can't do that every single night where you're shooting over 50% from three and everything else. And that's the comment I made to Gordon when I walked in. I was like, I don't know if they're just playing well or if they're just shooting well. Mm-hmm. And I think the conversation right now at least steers towards shooting well. But I'm going to take it because how many times have you seen the Hawks lose and you go, man, the other team just shot really well. Like, there's really nothing you can do about that if they're just shooting that lights out. Would beat Krejci and Onyeka are just, you know, dropping just absolute missiles from behind the three-point line. So, yeah, I'm going to take it and run with it. I'm going to be excited about the Hawks and this whole thing where you play back-to-back on the West Coast. Your odds of winning both those games are asinine. Like, it just does not happen, especially when you're missing a guy like Trae Young for both of those. And they're able to get it done. So, I'm excited about it.
It's a very exciting time to be a Hawks fan. Now, we are gearing up for the Falcons to take on the Panthers Sunday at 1. Pregame with Mike and Bo here will kick off at 11 a.m. on 92.9 The Game. Leading up to the game, though, the Falcons have signed edge Khalid Kareem to the active roster from the practice squad and cornerback C.J. Henderson to the practice squad. They've also placed inside linebacker D'Angelo Malone on the reserved injured list.
Yeah, first of all, the Khalid Kareem thing had to kind of happen with the way that Leonard Floyd's hamstring looks like it could possibly be, and that's such an injury that lingers, you know, depending on the severity of it. But Khalid Kareem's a guy that we thought was a roster lock coming out of training camp, played really well throughout the preseason, and then, you know, you kind of lined him up and you were kind of weighing whether or not it'd be him or Morgan Fox. Remember all the conversations we had about Morgan Fox throughout the offseason, and you know that they were going to, at the end, you kind of got the feel that they were going to move on from Morgan Fox. But Khalid Kareem is a guy who's very serviceable, I feel like. And it's really a luxury that you can have somebody like that, that you can bring up, drop back down, and, you know, eventually here in week 11, sign him to the active roster. He's a pretty good player.
Well, the question I would have is, can Kareem do what Malone did on special teams?
Yeah.
I mean, Malone played a lot of special team snaps. He did look, and I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm not going to diminish what he did on the field, on actual defense. He's a guy that did come in and get playing time. Did he play every down? No. Did, you know, he might have a handful, but he had got an interception this year. that helped seal the game against what, Buffalo?
Yeah.
So his role, he's kind of stepped in. You know, I believe that Malone won, basically beat out Kareem in camp. You talk about Morgan Fox, but I think Malone was in that mix too because of special teams.
Yeah.
And so can Kareem step in, or who does step in for him? But I don't think you're losing anything from when he has to step in on the edge position at all, to me.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either.
I think they're the special teams is where I worry about, and we know we're a special teams that is living week to week, essentially. You know, it's good week, bad week kind of deal.
I do think that there's something great about the fact that we haven't, as a team, and knock on wood, Dylan, I know you're in the studio, go to the door right now. But as a team, we haven't had to dig any deeper than, like, our training camp players. You know what I mean? Or practice squad players. Like, it's – but I am starting to get to the point. I'll bring that up because Josh Woods did not practice yesterday. He's dealing with a hamstring. D'Angelo Malone has been a guy that can bounce outside and inside at the linebacker. We've talked so much about J.D. Bertrand and Ronnie Harrison, them kind of battled out. But things start getting really thin at that secondary – defensive position outside of the front three or four, where you get to the edge players, you get to the linebackers off ball, and some of the depth pieces that we have there starting to kind of fall. So it'll be curious to see the way they move pieces around put guys in a position to hopefully succeed this Sunday.
Well, we're going to keep digging into this matchup that we're going to be watching go down at the Benz all show long. I do want to mention Boar's Head, what they're serving. You guys got to try it in the break. It is a fully cooked bacon, pepper jack cheese, and egg on everything bagel croissant. And they have samples for everyone. So if you're in the area, please stop on by. It is 5900 Spout Springs Road, the Publix that we are located in. So we're going to let the guys try that. And coming up, we're going to dig into the Falcons offense, the Carolina defense. It's next with the Morning Shift, live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and during the break, all the guys just tried the Boar's Head sandwich, the bacon, pepper jack cheese,
wow,
egg on an everything bagel croissant. Give your judgments here.
Listen, my caloric intake today is nobody else's business, okay, Allie? Thank you for keeping that to yourself. It was phenomenal. I mean, I was like, what is going on here? I got a bunch of different stuff coming to mind. It was a croissant, had everything seasoning on top of that. It's prime time.
It's hard for me because other than the bacon, bacon's always going to be my favorite thing. You could have a bacon wrap ribeye, and the bacon would be my favorite thing. And even though the ribeye is my favorite piece of meat,
it's the feature, not along for the ride.
Yeah.
Okay.
So other than that, what was your? Because I ate it too, and it was phenomenal.
I don't know, man. It was ridiculously good, and they have it, the whole setup over there just makes it the look of that makes it taste better.
I'm about to go back for another one.
Yeah,
I know.
I was thinking the same thing.
I want to mention this because there are more samples before Mike and Bo get to them. If you're in the area, you can stop by the Boar's Head table right next to us in Publix, and you can try this sandwich that Mike and Bo just indulged on. Did you guys happen to watch any of the awards last night with baseball Shohei Ohtani winning the MVP award? Did you watch that? So they announced, I have to bring this up because they announced his name, and then he leans over and kisses his dog, not his wife.
No, stop it.
Not his wife.
I did not.
Kisses his dog.
I had a list of five things in my brain that I got to before dog. I was like, okay, his mom. You know what I mean? Like, it happens.
Nope. Kissed his dog.
Tom Brady very famously kissed his dad. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
There was all these things lined up, and you said dog. I was like, wow, I didn't see that one coming.
I have no issue with that.
Well, but kissed his dog and then got up and hugged the rest of his family. And I feel like the wife was the last one to get a hug.
What was the setting? Because I didn't see it.
In his house.
He's in his house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zoom.
Right.
So it's not exactly like a huge award show. He's just sitting in his house.
Well, I would hope. I hope he's not sitting there with a tuxedo with his dog in the next seat. You know, at the Fox Theater or something.
I mean, look, that'd be pretty cool, actually.
I mean, it would. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't rule it out for some
people. No problem with people wearing tuxedos places, you know, like job interviews and stuff.
Tuxedo T-shirt. Yeah.
It was just a surprising reaction to me, but
I didn't know where you were going. But that's pretty cool.
Congratulations, of course, to Shohei Ohtani. He is the National League MVP of the year. Now, this Sunday, Carolina is coming to town. They're 5-5. Falcons are coming off 4 losses. Record is 3-6. We all know things need to turn around this weekend. So here's Raheem Morris talking about what he's seeing from Carolina.
You definitely look at it because you got to figure out what happened, what went wrong early, right? And, you know, like a little bit of that was some resiliency of missing those two early, you know, kicks. You know, like you drove the ball down really well and you miss a kick, and that's kind of disheartening. Then you drop down again, you miss another one. That's disheartening. And it's disheartening for your offense, but your defense showed great resiliency that day. I mean, had a couple turnovers that day, which was uncharacteristic. I think we had two that day, interceptions. I know it was two interceptions for sure. One for a pick six, which is uncharacteristic, as we know, for 10 games in or 11 games in, whatever it's for Michael. We had another pick down the field, gave a couple short fields, whatever the case may be, and our defense was able to go out there and show great resiliency and stand up and play, you know, halfway decent on just an awful day, right? So you got to take that from it, but you definitely got to go look at it so you don't come out and start that way, you don't come out and finish that way, and you can come out and find ways to thrive and get better. So you never wash it, you never put it away. It's there. It's on the cut-ups this week, and you better go look at it.
It's interesting because if you go back and pull, like you go back and look through the numbers, and I know Raheem's, oh, stats for losers, whatever. I went back and looked at some of these stats. It looks like a 10-7 game or a 10-0 football game. Basically,
yeah.
They had like 230 yards of total offense in this game. You were pretty much right there with them. You know, I was looking at some of Penix's numbers because everyone wants to point at this being his worst game. And it wasn't. I think the Colts game is his worst game. This one wasn't great, but he targeted Drake and Darnell 19 times. And they only connected on 9 of them. That is not a recipe for winning football. But Raheem talked about it. You drive down the field in the opening drive and you miss the field goal. And then they drive down and score a touchdown. And then you come back and you either turn the ball over somewhere, you know, in good field position for them, or you miss another one, right? So the game, and then the pick, this, I think it's 10-0 when the pick six happens.
Yeah.
And it makes it 17. That's when the game kind of got tilted towards them, and you had to go away from things because that was, what, midway through the third quarter. So now you have to kind of go away from what you want to do, which is running the football, which you did okay. And Bijan had 72 yards on 13 carries. He's running almost a six-yard clip. Things were working, but the reality is you go look at 30-0 and – If you read the stat line alone, you would not say that was a 30-0 football game.
No, you definitely wouldn't. And I think we talked about that afterwards. You said you think Indianapolis was Michael Penix's worst game.
I do.
I have a hard time believing that. And I know the completion percentage way down last week, but when you look at the overall game, if you go back and watch and just look at footwork, timing, the fact that you did throw two picks, which you didn't throw last week. You had no connection with anybody, at least in the first half this past weekend. You could say, okay, some things were marinating. You were trying to get the ball to Darnell, whatever else it may be. But I feel like in that Carolina game the first time around, just nothing. Nothing was going right, and that's why you got such a lopsided result. It was frustrating to watch. And that's the thing is you look at the last couple of weeks, and anybody, in my opinion, that's been calling for Raheem's job over the last couple of weeks, they were doing that 2 weeks ago. You're talking about 2-1 seeds in the NFL that you've lost to by an extra point and in overtime the last couple of weeks. The Carolina game is the outlier, right? When you look at Carolina and look at 30-0, it doesn't even seem realistic in terms of what this team, the product this team put on the field, and Michael Penix as well. So hopefully they can get it squared away. I know that, you know, off the start of the year we talked about this franchise, this team making a run. The conversation always revolved around you got to win the games you're supposed to win, and this is a game that you're supposed to win. But Carolina has made a living this year off winning these games that they're not supposed to win, and hopefully they can't do it again this weekend.
Well, I think we've all kind of heard the conversation around Michael Penix that something just seems a little bit off. And so Zach Robinson addressed this, talking about how he doesn't believe Penix's mental clock is off.
Yeah, I can't say, because he's also had some really good reps, you know, throughout the season too. And again, those third and longer, you know, when you're trying to get stuff, you know, past the sticks and make sure that you can convert that third down, it is going to take a tick, and you need that extra click to hold up in pro. So I don't feel that way from him, you know, personally. But, you know, again, we got to block better around him. We got to make sure that we do get the right signals when he gets to the right check. All those things, you know, have a factor of it. And then just throwing and catching and executing when we can.
Yeah, the clock is one thing in your head, but to me there's a confidence. There's clearly a confidence thing, and he kind of feels like he's riding the ebbs and flows of the games, and then that's when the confidence thing is creeping in. You could tell late in that game he had no confidence when he was throwing the football. And his footwork is also definitely an issue, and Arch has talked about it. It's one of – like I am, I guess, in the minority that I'm not anti-pistol. Like the rest of Falcons country apparently is the pistol's the cause of everything. But there is something about quarterbacks that live in a shotgun pistol that it kind of – the footwork thing becomes an issue because you get a little lazy in the pocket. Because in Arch and I have talked about this, and I'm never going to try to recreate what he tells me, because I'm going to screw it up and he'll come over the top and hit me in the head. But the reality is when they're just dropping back, there's something about keeping your feet – lively, right? And
right.
kind of alive is a term. Your feet kind of go dead, and his feet are kind of going dead on him, and then he is using just arm strength, which is not enough at times. Especially these long out routes, you know, those far hash throws. Mike, you know how the football field is a lot longer than people realize in width wise.
Yeah.
And so that's a long throw, and so that's hurting. And then I tend to believe that kind of flows in confidence. But when he was on the move and he's willing to leave the pocket when it's necessary, he's
– I think he is. And one of the interesting things to me, I'm glad you bring it up, the mechanics that we've – and it's been a big talking point. I remember used to watch like Drew Brees and some of the quarterbacks, and I wouldn't put Tom Brady in that conversation, but I used to watch some of these quarterbacks, and it felt like the check down or the swing pattern out in the flat was like their first read. You know what I mean? It was almost like, if I get this coverage, I'm going straight to Bijan. Or whoever, you know, whoever, fill in the blank in terms of the running back. I feel like it's obviously, it's a safety outlet for him, which is fine. And that's usually how offenses are structured in that. But it's like first read, second read, third read, safety outlet. And he's so late getting there at times that it forces that bad kind of footwork where he's like, oh, my clock's late. I can't even afford time to move my feet. And I'm just going to sling it out wide. You know what I mean? And that's when you go back and look at the Panthers, that's why you get the pick six, right? Because you're so late getting there and the mechanics are bad. I do wonder about long-term health, though, in terms of his arms, when you do look at some of the slow-mos of him throwing and how the elbow's so far down. I don't see how that's something that if you get enough repetitions over the course of a year, that's something that's not going to give him problems with his elbow. So I think there's so much to it. There's so much footwork with it, but you know, going back to Zach's comments about the timing, I think that's really what I look at. I think the mechanics are bad because the timing is a little bit late. And I think that when your clock is going and you're going, oh, well, pressure in my face, whatever else it may be, you're going to do whatever you can to get it out of your hand. And that's what's led to intentional groundings. That's what's led to interceptions at times. And that's what's led to really a maddening output from this passing game.
What do you think was the number one priority this week when they got back from Berlin? Like, let's get to work. What's the thing they're focusing on with Michael Penix?
I think that they probably, and people are going to laugh at this, but I really do feel this way. I think they probably spent a lot of time over the last couple of days running routes on air, because it's not that, you know, the contested catches have been there for like Drake, but the timing on some of these out routes, the bench routes, the posts, things like that, where you're just throwing a Darnell and you need to play throw and catch. It's been off. And so you back that up to a 10, what, I don't know, but was it 10 hours on the way home? 9 hours on the way home?
9.5 hours. Nine hours and 29 minutes.
There you go. 9 hours and 29 minutes on the way home. You don't have the bye week like you used to have after the European game. And I think that you get back and look and go, dude, we don't put on the pads to actually get better in this capacity. This is footwork. This is timing. This is spacing. This is throwing to a spot and making sure you're putting it in their windows where they can go get it.
Well, I do want to talk about some parts of our offense and where we could take advantage of Carolina's defense. We'll do that around 7 o'clock. But this Saturday, tomorrow from noon to 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, at Rick Case Kia in Duluth. We're going to be getting ready for this Falcons-Carolina game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a Yeti cooler, other prizes. And someone else is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's tomorrow, noon to 2 at Rick Case Kia. But right now, this morning, you can come by Flowery Branch. We're hanging out at Publix. Corey, Tim, Daniel, and Jen are all taking care of us today. It's early, but they are open, so please stop on by. It's 5900 Spout Springs Road. And coming up, we're going to get into the NCAA situation putting Michigan on probation. Plus, we've got my Mac drop. I mean, who doesn't love to play The Price is Right? We're going to do it.
This ought to be good.
We're going to do that next, live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's keeping us on air out here, and Dylan is back at the station. If you want to stop on by, feel free. This Publix is open. We've got Boar's Head out here giving out some samples today. Mike and Bo have already indulged and enjoyed the everything bagel seasoned croissant with bacon and egg, tons of stuff on it.
I'm going back in about 10 minutes.
So if you want to claim one of those sandwiches before Mike eats them all, come on out here. We're going to be out here till 9 a.m., so we would love to meet you this morning. Now, the NCAA has placed Michigan State football on 3 years of probation for violations that occurred during Mel Tucker's tenure. It was due to the participation of three ineligible players.
The back and forth I saw yesterday, and I don't know if y'all saw this, the back and forth on social between the Michigan fans with the whole Connor Stallions thing and the Michigan State fans that are now answering for this is like, I knew y'all were cheating. No, we knew you were cheating the whole time. And just this whole back and forth, I'm like, dude, y'all are so out of pocket. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous.
It's kind of like if a tree falls in the woods. Does anybody care? It's kind of like, I mean, Michigan State is so irrelevant. And the fact that Michigan got away with all the things that they did and won a national title, we're like, you played three players that are in, and it didn't help you in any way.
I was
Guess what?
Say.
3 years probation. Yep. And I would, if I was a Michigan State fan, I'd be livid. Honestly, I would be angry because I'm like, so we cheated and we got absolutely nothing out of it.
The Mel Tucker tenure is just, boy, it continues to hang over that program. It really does. For so many different reasons.
Imagine if Mel Tucker never leaves Colorado, where the world is now. I mean,
the Deion thing might have been the whole. Imagine if Drew Brees had signed with the Dolphins.
Yeah,
I mean, that's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, Gunnar Stockton will face Arch Manning when Georgia takes on Texas Saturday night. Here's Kirby Smart talking about Texas.
This team didn't beat Texas. That team, and this Texas hasn't played this team of ours. So two completely different teams, in my opinion. So I think it has zero effect on it.
Yeah, but this is not the Texas team.
Kirby.
But hold on, look, let's be fair. Like, Texas was garbage to start the season compared to what they were expected to be. And this isn't that team, though, that lost two games, that was 3-2 and out of the top 25. This team's obviously on a 4-game win streak, but they're getting to the quarterback now at a very high rate. They've got now one of the best pass rushes in the league. I think Texas A&M's got the best front seven. But this Texas team has been doing its job. They've been getting home. They've been creating stuff. But that kind of plays a little bit. Gunnar Stockton doesn't mind getting out of the pocket and making plays with his legs. We saw it in the SEC championship game in the second half. We've seen it all year.
Here's how I feel about Gunnar Stockton, and I'll probably throw – I would lump Ty Simpson in his category as well. We can talk about Heisman Trophy. We can talk about whatever quarterback award you want to throw out. Gunnar Stockton is top three quarterbacks I would want on my team in the second half of the game and in the fourth quarter, just point blank. And I don't know that Arch Manning is even close to being on that list. And I think that that's when I look at this game and wonder, you know, how it's going to play out. There's a lot of different ways to look at it, but I just look at Kirby. I look at those two games last year. I look at the second half of the SEC championship with Gunnar Stockton in, and I look at how good this team has been this season in the second half and making adjustments and coming out of halftime. They always look like they're in better shape than others. They always look like they're better coached. They always look like they're more focused. And Gunnar Stockton is really the center point in that entire conversation. So I don't – I'm with you. They're on a four-game winning streak, but I don't think they're that far. I don't think Texas is that far removed from what they were at the beginning of the season when they were, you know, 3-2.
You know what? That might be true, but let me play devil's advocate. Just for blanks and giggles, just because Georgia played one complete game against Smith State doesn't mean that they're not the team that comes out flat in the first half and then has to rally in the second half. And can you do it with a – look, if you put my hand to the fire, I'm picking on in this. I would absolutely – but the reality is that we don't know where Texas and what real gains they've made. And what if Texas comes out and just punches them right in the mouth and gets up big and then is able to do really what Alabama did, which was hold on. And you know what? You can make this charge, but we've built enough of a lead and we're good enough of a football team that we can hang on and hold on and win this game. So Georgia, to me, that's great, but then you need to have – and you're going to have to do it more as the season goes on. There needs to be more of the Miss State performance of four quarters of football than let's just play one good half, come out in the second half, and say, well, we're the better team then.
I just don't know if it's in there, man. But I think to add on, I think that you're dealing with – if you're Georgia, you're dealing with some of the same things that I've looked at through Alabama's lens this week, is that this is a team that's fighting – both of these teams, Oklahoma and Texas, are fighting for their playoff lives. And you're not really – I mean, if you're Georgia, you're fine right now. If you were Bama, you were fine right now. So I think I look at it from that perspective, and everything that could possibly be thrown, and I'm not talking about just like, hey, let's not get a third loss. I mean from the standpoint of like so much expected of your quarterback, so much, you know, so many questions need to be answered about your head coach if you're Oklahoma. So I look at it from that aspect, but I don't know, man. Texas at no point this year when I've watched them has looked like a complete team. And that includes the four-game win streak going all the way back to when they beat Oklahoma just a month ago.
This is weird, but correct. I'm pretty positive it's going to be crazy if it plays out this way. But Georgia could literally win out, not play in the SEC championship game, and still get first round bye. That is a possibility, right?
Yeah.
Because they took out the automatic first rounds, so you could look at – If Alabama wins out, Georgia wins out, and A&M, say, loses the game, it would be most likely, I'm pretty positive, it would be A&M and Alabama in the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
Georgia's on the outside looking in. The winner, so you could have two teams in the SEC with byes. It could be Penn State and Ohio State, Georgia, and then the winner of the SEC championship game all have byes.
I think you're going to have undoubtedly two teams from the SEC with byes. I think the question then becomes, is it between Georgia and Alabama because Alabama's got the Florida State loss? I have a hard time, and I talked to Rusty about this yesterday. I have a hard time believing if Bama lost the SEC title game by a close margin that they would slip behind Georgia. I don't think that Texas A&M would. So if Bama beat Texas A&M in the SEC championship game, I think that both of those teams are getting byes. I think there's a lot to be talked about there.
I think if Georgia wins out and Bama was to lose A&M in the SEC championship game, I think Georgia would get the bye.
I have a hard time believing that. I tend to be with you, but I think the committee wants to save face for the time being on championship games, and so discounting a team that played an extra one, I think I'd have a hard time thinking the committee is going to do that, because what does that look like next year when you're playing in these games?
To me, then it would be. If you have a one-loss Texas Tech winning the Big 12, then Texas Tech would be the team. If that's their mindset, then they would punish both and say we can't not punish Alabama, but then not give the reward to Texas Tech.
I agree with that. I think that's a good point.
Do you want to mention another big game this weekend? Is number 4 Alabama is facing number 11 Oklahoma.
That's a I haven't felt good about this game since the year started.
I don't think you have felt good about any game, though. Every single week, you're like, I'm nervous.
Well, I mean, they got routed in week one to Florida State, who's abysmal. So, I mean,
not the same team anymore. You got to look at it differently.
They're not, but Bama's run game is not very good. I think that Bama's a very, very, very good team. Do I think they're a national championship contender at this point? No, I don't. I don't think they're well-rounded enough off.
I want to put a bow on this, pun intended. To me, they have the one thing that can separate them from everybody's. I think they have the best quarterback in college football. That is those guys like him make a difference. He's as good. I feel like he's almost as good as Gunnar Stockton with his legs and better with his arm and his head.
Well, are you guys ready to hear my Bob Barker impression? Because we're going to play The Price is Right.
I'm so stoked.
So I did see if you're hosting Thanksgiving this year, you are in luck. The cost has gone down. Inflation's gone down a little bit, minimally, but it's gone down. They're saying to feed a family of 10, it could average about $80 for ingredients, $95 if you're only going name brand. So keep that in mind. So we're going to guess some prices today. Who didn't love staying home sick when you were a kid to watch The Price is Right? It was the best show.
That one in the supermarket. Whatever.
Supermarket sweep.
Yeah, there you
go. Yes, if this wasn't radio, we would be playing that today since we're in public.
One of my good buddies was a chef, and he went on that supermarket chef show with, was it Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
He did that, and I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. It's fun to watch.
Absolutely. All right, so you guys know how Price is Right works, right? You're going to guess the prices. You can't go over.
Right.
Whoever's closest without going over wins the point, okay? All right, so if you wanted to indulge and grab some cream cheese cupcakes, a dozen of them, from here in Publix, how much can you grab them for? You both get a guess.
What do we know how many is in the package?
It's a dozen.
A dozen.
I'm going to say $3.49.
I'm going to go...
Why are you looking down the aisles?
I'm going to go $4.99.
There's only detergent on that aisle. You're not going to get the cupcake price.
It's more expensive than Easttown Bite, and I don't want to just cap him by one penny, but I'll go $4.99.
All right, $4.99. That's the winner. It's actually $8.
Wow.
You are under. Yeah. All right, that is one for Mike right there.
Let's go.
If you need to grab a frozen Tombstone pizza tonight for the kiddos, how much would a pepperoni pizza run you?
Tombstone. I'm going to say... $6.25.
Okay.
No, it's like $5.49.
Neither one of you get a point on this because it's $5.29.
Oh. See how close I was? Because I bought tombstones.
I was about to say, Bo usually, he always talks about he used to get the tombstones. I thought Bo was going to hit it right on the head.
Dude,
I'm so mad at myself.
I was 20 cents off. Are you kidding me?
I felt too good about it. You know what I mean? I felt too good about it.
You know what's $5.49? The three meats.
Oh,
That's where I buy that one a lot.
Pause.
If you said something dumb and you upset your wife today and you need to grab a dozen roses on the way home to say sorry, how much will that run you here at Publix today?
You go first. I went first last time. You go first.
I'm going to say $9.99.
Okay.
I was going to say $12.50.
Okay. Mike, you are the winner on that one. It is $12.99. You know, I asked Grant this last night, and he knew exactly what the price was.
I'm all over this.
Grant knew exactly. He goes, it's $12.99. I was like, how do you know that? And he was like, well, because I buy you roses. I was like, not for a while. And he's like, wow. I was like, no, that's not what I meant. I was like, no, that's not what I meant, though.
Kind of how it sounded, Allie. Kind of how it sounded.
So, it wasn't what I meant.
This is unfair. Mike grew up in a supermarket.
I did.
It is 2-0. Mike is in the lead. Okay, so maybe you're making the turkey this year for Thanksgiving. How much per pound will a butterball turkey run you today?
How much per pound?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know. This is going to be tough. I'm going to say $1.20 a pound.
Okay.
I'm going to go with $3.99.
Oh, Bo, you're closer, but not right. It's $3.29, so Mike gets the point there.
Let's go.
It is not a tailgate without some guac, and you got to make it fresh. So how much are those avocados going to run you today? I'll tell you they're on sale, too.
I have no clue, but I'm going to go. I don't even eat avocados.
Is this by pound, or is this just on
It's not
whole?
By pound. It's like whole.
Okay. I'm going to go $1.09.
No, we're way over that. I'll say $1.99 just to keep it fun.
I should have done some different math on this. It's 4 for $5 right now, so is that $1.25?
No, you said
$1.09.
Oh, okay, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bo got that one. Okay. All right.
Are we sure it's not? Okay, never mind. We'll talk about it.
Don't argue with her.
By the pound.
It's not by the pound.
Okay.
It's not by the pound.
Just checking.
Okay, this should be very easy for both of you. Tostitos, how much would they cost you today? A bag of Tostitos.
I'm going to, without looking, without a read, I'm going to say $3.49 a bag.
Okay.
$3.50.
That is a mean
that
move
is,
there,
that's
Mike.
A jerk move. I didn't even read the price tag. I was looking on the bag.
It's literally right in front of you. I don't even feel sorry for you for saying $3.50.
You know,
unbelievable, this guy. I mean, it is literally 10 feet right in front of your face.
Well, for some reason, my idiot self is trying to read the price written on the bag.
Unbelievable. That is dumb.
$5.99. So
wow, I do feel
Mike
stupid.
Wins that one just through strategery. Congratulations, Mike.
Wow, strategery is such a good word. Which it's not.
All right, coming up, we're going to get a little bit more serious. We're going to get back into Sunday's game and how our Falcons can turn things around. That is next with the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.